Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 320. Today is Saturday, December 3rd, 2022, or Sunday, December 4th, if you are in Aussie land or that part of the world. I'm your host, Lita. Hi. Joining me this week, my co-host, Nisi. There she is over there. Hi.
Hello.
Good morning. Morning.
Yes.
Pretty backgrounds, absolutely. Welcome, chat room. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Appreciate that. We have got some new Dragonflight backgrounds. Thank you, Nisi, for contributing. Do appreciate that. I have also had some fun, so you will see various ones. But again, if you have some backgrounds that you'd like to contribute, please send them to podcast@wildchallenges.com. Always happy to add more. I've only got 25 at the moment.
I took about 15 and I was like, well, maybe you can at least use a couple of these, because I wasn't sure what exactly you wanted, and I was just kind of like running around and I hadn't strayed too far off of the roads at that point.
Yes. Well, I have been very busy, and I've got like the whole dragon riding. I'm not playing a challenge tune. It's been too risky. I've just been taking my main through because there's things that I wanted to test to prep myself ready for bringing out the challenge tunes. And I've managed to get some good ones. There's so many different things within the game. The zones are so pretty. There's so many different ones. So I thought I had it on a 30-second timer, but for some reason, it's telling me, hang on, I'm going to do that again. We're going to refresh and start. I put them on a 30-second timer because I thought that would be a good one to so you could see the various ones. But, yeah, so we have those. I appreciate that. The more the merrier. I do like having the different backgrounds. I think it's very, very cool. And as I said, this one that I got this one last night for me. It was just somewhere, I think, in Azure Span, somewhere around about that. So, again, it's always nice to have various things from within the game, which is awesome. But anyway, we are here to talk about Dragonflight launch.
We are.
What fun it is to launch date. Anyway, how did launch go?
I don't know. to be perfectly honest, I only know what I saw everybody else talking about. I stayed far, far away from the game on launch hour, shall we say, because I was in the middle of a live stream anyway, because I've been busting my butt trying to get gifts made for Christmas. But I was watching from afar, and there was a lot of boat phasing issues. There were some world server issues from what I saw. They seemed to get it in control fairly quickly.
I was online. I was actually online because I had this week off. So so I can tell you exactly what happened from my point of view, which is very different to others' points of view. So it's been a couple of years since I've been here for a launch date, like to actually be logging in or to be online. So that was kind of exciting. I was like, "Ooh, that was good." For me, I need to have my holidays organized like a year in advance. So when I had picked this time frame, because work had completely stuffed up my holidays when they were doing the roster last year, I just picked a week, this week. At that stage, we had no idea Dragonflight was hitting.
Didn't.
So talk about timing. So that was quite hilarious. So I was like, sweet, okay, I get to actually sit down and play, which was great. I had no issues with my main. I'm also Horde. Lita is Horde. So
Horde seems to get preferential treatment. I know people are going to say I'm full of shit, but it really does feel that way because they never have the transport issues that the Alliance has.
Hop on
it
the zip.
It just seems like they go smoother for them.
There was a lot of people around. There was no issue that I had. I was able to get over there. I know that other people that don't play their Horde tune or main a Horde tune certainly did have issues Alliance side with the boats. The boats didn't turn up, or they did turn up and then there was problems. They didn't leave. They didn't turn up. They suspended the boats. They stuck a portal there for a time frame. Then they took that away. And there was a lot of issues. Did not have any issues with taking the Zep across, etc. So laggy wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a little, but I play US server, so I don't play Oceanic server. So
you didn't
I'm
really
used
feel
to it.
Much of a difference.
I didn't. Honestly, I didn't. It other people
I did experience something like that, because I did manage to find time later launch night. And I was like, well, maybe the dust has settled a little bit now.
Yeah,
I need a break from whatever else I was doing.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me pop in. And we had to test a few things too, right? Because a couple questions popped up and we're like, So I was like, right,
yes.
Back to testing. So I grabbed one of my mains. I was like, let's take you out first. If you die, I don't care. I popped
Love it.
And I'm like, oh, right. I haven't logged in since before pre-patch. I have to do my UI. And then I have to pick talents. Because I don't normally play with talents on my normals. Because I don't do endgame stuff. So I never really paid attention to them.
Yeah.
And we had a different talent set. Last time it was just, pick a row. So I'm like, okay. I kid you not, I sat there for almost an hour and a half trying to sort my UI and then sort my talents. My talents took me almost 45 minutes to read through everything to see what I wanted and what spec I wanted to be in.
Yeah.
Finally get it sorted, and I got everything set. I'm like, okay, let me save this UI. Okay, good. And I ran through a first couple of testing things that we needed to look at. It's like, okay, let me hop on one of my Bloodthirsties. And let me take them over. I've got multiple. If something happens, something happens. It's whatever.
Yeah.
I got all of mine to max in one expansion at least once. So I'm cool. I'm good. I'm not going to be too upset. So I grabbed Soul Snuffer. I'm like, you're going to be my guinea pig. Let's go. Ran her down to the... I logged in. And I'm like, okay, UI. Went to pull up my saved UI. Wasn't there. And I'm like, huh? What do you mean? I saved it. It was supposed to be across all of my characters. It wasn't a character specific. I'm like, did I check a box funny? I'm like, why? Logged out, went back to the other hunter, logged in. My UI save wasn't there. I'm like, are you kidding me? I spent almost a half an hour sorting through all of the things and it's gone? I redid it. Resaved it, even moved something, resaved it again, logged out, switched back, and it was gone again. I was like, I'm not doing this a third time.
Yeah. I don't
like my UI issues kept following me from beta. I'm like, no.
I've got default. Okay, so for Leader, who's a warlock, I've got the default like talents. I've set up her UI because I use 50 million add-ons. Did get rid of some.
I haven't even tried to update an add-on yet. I'm just running without anything.
Yeah. But talent-wise, which I think was also an issue that we'll talk about in a moment, was I'd not had a problem with you, like, your issue that you kept having with your UI.
Yeah, I'm like, what? It took me like 3 tries so to finally get it to save and keep between swapping servers. Yeah. It was driving me mad. And I finally got, I'm like, okay, cool. I kid you not, that night or that morning after I logged out, Blizzard did a hot fix and wiped it out, and I had to do it again the next day when I logged in. I about lost my shit.
Yeah, that's, I don't know why that would be. Anyone else have any UI issues? We'll talk about talents now, actually, because that was one of the things that the question came up.
That question, yeah.
So before, we've got a couple of things to talk about, but let's talk about talents. So pre-launch that we had it, that you, with your talents, that we could strip your tune back to having just that base talent, and we were able to save it. I had saved that to one of my tunes as, say, it was Iron Leiter. I can't remember which one it was. I think it was Iron Leiter. And was able to save and take it right back to just having that one base talent. So, because obviously you log in with a tune that you've already created, and it gives you, it says, right, you're going to have a default, your Destruction Warlock, so you've got a default set of talents. We're going to give you those. And you can go back and we could click off at the top of the tree and wipe out everything bar that base talent to start with. And I could manually go create myself a little save, and I'd put Iron Leiter, save it, and was able to save it back to having no talents other than that one base one that was there. And this had worked pre Dragonflight going live. It had worked in beta, and
I could never get it to fully work in beta, but
I could.
That might have just been operator issue. But I never tested it on live.
Yeah, I had tested it last week. The week before. And everything seemed fine. And then when was it?
Had to be some point this week. This whole week has just melded into like a month-long feeling, so I'm not 100% sure when.
I'm pretty sure it was right a few hours after launch. It was very, very early on. And correct me if I'm wrong, was it Two Shanks?
Yeah.
Had mentioned,
I remember it involving him, yeah.
And said he could not save. It would not save. And I thought, okay, that's strange. I only did it like days before it went live. I tried it on another tune and it had worked. And so I jumped back in game and had a look, and it will not save.
Yeah, at face I jumped in at too because I was like, what's going on?
Even if you create,
this was the first time I looked at it
and said, because it comes up as default, and yeah, even if I create and say iron leader, blood leader, passy leader, like whichever, and want to make that specific to that tune, as to what talents I'm going to use, it would not let me strip it back and save it. So if I stripped it back and left it, logged out, logged back in, they're there.
Yeah, if I logged out, testing it was interesting.
Oh, so what we had said, when was it, not last week, the week before, where we had said, okay, we could strip your tune back to having no talents, as meaning, you know, take it right back to that base. It's not working. So whether the only way that you'd be able to do that seems to be if you go specless on a brand new tune. If you've got an established tune, you've already made that tune, you've hit past, what is it, level 10? What did we say? Level 10, level 15?
If you made it to level 10 and chose a spec before pre-patch, you were given talents.
Yeah.
There's
no
like
way to wipe it.
Or at least when you choose the spec, you get the base free talent point.
You can change them around and say, okay, yeah, I want this one, and save that. But you cannot strip them back to just that one base one and save that as a viable option in talents. So
it might look really like it stripped it back, but when we were testing it, if you know, you can remove all of the placements and you can quote save it as a new layout, but if you actually go back in your spellbook and you're comparing to where the talent points were placed from the starter build to what's in your spellbook, you're going to notice that the points that were placed for things that were talent specific are still available in your spellbook. And that is because you never were able to save the removal of those talent points, because when you reset them to zero, the apply changes block is now grayed out. Yeah. So that is why it is not actually stripping them out.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. Really disappointed that they've made that change go live. Obviously for us in what we do with the challenge community, but you know, it is what it is, unfortunately. Yeah. So just be prepared. If anyone finds that things have changed, please let us know. But at whatever point, certainly change your talents around, but it looks like you'll have to, whatever max amount, it won't let you save until you've used them all up.
Yeah.
So be aware of that. So yeah, and that we'd found out, and I'm pretty sure it was the day of launch that we found that out. So that was very,
very early.
It was
either day of launch or the day before. It might have been day of launch, because there were some other questions that Two Shanks had that we'll get to later. But yeah, that was like one of the first weirdnesses that we kind of came across that we were testing on launch night. And I'm like, I don't know what to compare this to, because I didn't try it in pre-patch because I hadn't logged in. But I'm like, no, this isn't saving. And it looked like it saved, and then when you logged out and you logged back in, you could still grab your layout where the talent points weren't placed, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But it wasn't actually a clean wipe, because I was still seeing like Leap of Faith or Angelic Feather and all my priests, and those were talent specific. And I'm like, hey, this didn't save because we couldn't hit the apply changes button. It's completely grayed out. So this
again,
is an issue.
Just be aware of that. Again, if you're making a brand new tune and you want to try specless, etc., that
like
looks
you're
like
fine
the only
now
way
if on a new one. If
it.
You don't pick a spec, then I mean, even if you do pick a spec, you'll have the one base free unlock that goes with the spec. Yeah. And then you don't have to worry about the talents afterwards. You can kind of ignore them, I believe. But I haven't fully tested that yet, so test it before you quote me on it. But, you know, if you don't want to go spec, then you can avoid all of it and, you know, see what happens.
As it's
going to be tough, though.
Let me just go back. Where is it? Zaya says, no talents in the new zones is asking for a really tricky ride.
Yeah.
Yep. Going
even
back
with
to
talents,
that,
it's a little iffy out there.
Yes, most definitely. Okay, just going back, let me read some comments. I've got Tiber says, I was stuck on the dock on launch day. Stir says, I got dumped in the sea only once, hearth for win. Yay. Always good. Always good to have that. Dave says, no UI issues, but I can say is dragon riding is cool, fun, all that. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Stir, some people are enjoying it.
Yeah, Stir says, dragon riding is fun until you run out of vigor and land near hostiles, vanish for the win. Yes, Dave said to Stir, had the problem as a hunter and no vanish for me. All right, let's go straight into dragon riding, because really two pertains to what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, they kind of go together. Riding.
So, what I wanted to say, yes, it certainly is an experience. It's taken me quite some time. You guys know I suffer from vertigo, motion sickness. It's taken me quite some time to get my head around dragon riding. Okay, there's a few things. So I went, updated the rules and dragon riding for challenges. So we have got one rule for dragon flight, specific rules against every challenge except for bloodthirsty. And it says dragon riding allowed. Okay, so if you're taking your challenge tunes out there, dragon riding is allowed. Now, for bloods, because bloods have got a very specific challenges within, being that they're not supposed to be doing any quests. Now, the first thing I'm gonna say is with dragon riding, you're allowed dragon riding, provided you already have it on your account. Okay.
Now, so once that you've... being said, I do have one question for Zaya before we go any further.
Okay.
Zaya, can you check the account-wide quests and see if that needs to be added to the allowed list for Bloodthirsty? Because it might pop up and ping somebody if they've done it on their main and it shows up on their blood. I don't know if that's an account-wide quest.
Yeah.
That might have to be checked.
So the main thing is, because there is quite a few quests that you get when you get out to Dragon Isle and to be able to do dragon riding. So, I mean, on an iron, on a green, on a working man, even on a passy, you're probably not that I really want to take a turn to Dragon Isles. It's very dangerous. But you know, there's questing. Now, if you do it on one of your main tunes, one of your alts, on your scout, on whichever, if you get everything, it pertains to, it's account wide, which is fantastic. That way that if you're taking a fresh tune out there that is a bloodthirsty and you've not done any dragon riding, well, you're not going to be able to have it. So if you've done it on an alt tune that is not a challenge tune, you can certainly get all the bits and pieces, and that is how you can use your dragon riding for your bloodthirsties. Okay, because otherwise you're going to be getting wanting to do the quest to it, and blood's questing is not what we want you to be able to do. You're going to get red flags. So That
I will say dragon riding is really dangerous for the, for any challenger.
It is.
Number one.
It is. It's
number two, you can traverse as a bloodthirsty through three zones. I don't think you can get to Voldraken because I think that's dragon riding accessible only, maybe.
Yeah. Or, seems to be.
I think. Yep. But you can do enough killing even if the mobs turn green to get you to where you need to be. So you can be groundbound.
Yeah.
And still be fine.
Exactly. I would say that it's dangerous for a fully geared
team. Yeah.
Like mine. So, you know, it is certainly an experience. It's taken me so long just to get my head around it. And there are still points that I feel quite squeamish with. I'm not as bad as I was, and it still takes time. So if you've got, like, visually, if you get motion sickness, if you've got any of that kind of stuff, tread very carefully with it. Maybe take your time. I've just been kind of building myself up to dealing with the flying, because it is different to normal flying. It is very different to normal flying. I'm hoping...
I will be groundbound this expansion. It's not happening for me. I can't with the migraines. I just can't. I suffer enough from them on a regular basis where I'm not going to inflict one upon me purposely. So I've been able to get around and do what I need to do on the ground. And so all of my screenshots and everything, they're going to be from the ground. That's just the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
This is not going to be an expansion that I can really quest on my mains
thing.
Can't do half the shit.
Yeah. So, you know, it's whatever works for you guys, whatever works for your particular, you know, how you play, what you see, all of that kind of thing. I think that's a big thing. So so for Bloods, dragon riding allowed, provided you've already earned that on your account, because it is account wide once you've got all the things. I did test the dragon glyphs, so I was very concerned that maybe a glyph was going to count as a quest, but in my testing it kept coming up as no. So so if you do manage to get some sort of dragon riding stuff on your toons, and you are able to get some glyphs, again, they are normally up high and higher, and then some are even higher. You know, it's again, it's very, just tread very, very carefully. That would be my...
Even if you're on the ground, you need to be careful, I will say, because I've been out on either my main hunter that's been either fishing or skinning, or my bloodthirsty priest. And when I've been sitting and fishing at this one spot, I'm right under one of the dragon race finish lines where I'm fishing, and I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
And I kept having these people just fall out of the sky on their dragon and did something and angered all of the mobs that were around me. And they were frogs that were spitting, and it took half my health in one spit. And I was like, what just happened? And I didn't even get to run away. I was dead. I was like, really?
One of the talents that you get with your dragon riding is, you either choose this one or that one. And one of them is that when you land, that you will stun the mobs around you.
That's awful.
That's probably not quite the wording, but there is a specific one that will say, you know, once you've built up so much and you go to land, and if you happen to land where there's mobs, you kind of do a ground stomp, and it's supposed to...
That was a good idea.
It's, again, be very, very, very careful.
Oh my god.
On your challenge tunes. So, yeah. It might be one of those things that some people, you might need to play around with it. I don't know. I haven't got there yet. I'm really not happy to take challenge tune out there until I've got my head around more of the expansion. So we will see how that goes. Zai says dragon glyphs are account wide too, but must be used on each tune individually. Yep, absolutely. Fess is not taking a passy there for the foreseeable future. Prox kills. Yep, absolutely. And it is more so because Horde and Alliance are working together, so to speak, that I can now tag a normal mob that a Horde player's tagged. It's not grayed out. So... Yep. There is no grayed out mobs out there. I would hazard to guess maybe it could be the same in the old world, but out there, every single time that I would be going for a normal mob, everything I could loot, got XP, all of that. So there's
going to be lots of helping going on.
Yeah. So if that's the case, particularly with a pacifist, a very, very scary place to be because prox kills and aggro yeah. still seems to be very real. So,
And Zaya were both reporting kill credits for mobs they never even engaged with that were sort of nearby, but not exactly, maybe within visual range. But they were getting credit and all kinds of stuff. So I'm like, maybe just go do archaeology for 10
levels. Yeah, exactly. So there are definite couple of things. Now, the other thing, getting back to Bloodthirsties, the other thing...
Oh god.
Because you don't want to be doing the quests that will take you to, to get here there. So what we've got is taking the boats or the zeppelins allowed. It is possible for a Bloodthirsty to take a boat from Stormwind Harbor Alliance or a zeppelin from Ogrimmar Horde across to the Waking Shores in the Dragon Isles. Do not do any of the quests. Okay, so there will be a quest that pops you up that says you need to go out to talk to such and such who will then get you on the boat. Don't even do that one. Just go to the boat.
Don't do the lead-in.
Go to the zeppelin, whichever you can get over there quite fine. Now, what did we find?
So, Twoshanks had mentioned that he had done some questing partway into Waking Shore, mm-hmm. and when he went to grab one of his challengers, I guess his Bloodthirsty, he put them on the dock to get on the boat, and the boat was phased. He couldn't see it. Yeah. He could only see it if he did the first two quests. Do not do those quests.
Yeah.
We already figured out a workaround. Alliance, if the boat's phased, and this goes for any challenger, really, and you're trying to get out there. If the boat does its Boralis boat phasey bugness, we did figure out that the Alliance can hop over to Ogrimmar. Don't go in Ogrimmar.
Don't go.
You can outside the gates of Ogrimmar, down near the water.
Yep.
There is a Zeppelin tower specifically to take you to Dragon mm-hmm. Isles. If you fly your little self over, you can get on that boat or a zeppelin. The guards don't bother you because it's a work together situation. So you're all explorers, so they don't care that you're on there.
Yeah.
And, you can get and out to Waking Shore that way.
It is a very big zeppelin compared to the ones that are inside Ogrimmar. Or that are around... Kalimdor and Eastern Kingdoms. It is a very big zeppelin. So you can quite easily come from a side. Don't come from Ogrima.
Yeah, no, I like flew into Ratchet and then made my way up manually to the outside the gate. Just so don't you get can too close get... to the gate. You don't want to, you know, get the target on you. But exactly. You know, if you come up the coast, you can get onto that Zeppelin, no problem. Yeah. Now Horde can take the Alliance boat back into Stormwind Harbor. However, the second you come out of the loading screen, because you're in the city, you are PVP flagged and you will probably be dead by the time you come out of the screen.
Exactly.
Just so you know. So while it works one way, it kind of works the other, but it's not safe to do so.
Yeah. So, if you've got to do it that way, you've got to do it that way. But I certainly would not be looking at it. But we know that there's a workaround for Alliance Bloodthirsty to get there. So just make your way
and have your
safely.
Dal Hearthstone, so that way you can get back to Stormwind easier.
Yeah.
Instead of risking the boat back and hoping it doesn't drop you in the water or in Hillsbrad.
Yeah. Exactly. So they're probably. I don't think there was any other major issues that I can think of.
Not that we've come across.
That
yet.
Was the. That's the big
we're still
stuff.
Kind of feeling this out.
Yeah, and the other thing is that we might have to. At the moment, we've got one specific Dragonflight rule for all challenges other than Bloods. Bloods have got the two, which is about the boats and zeppelins and dragon riding. All the others have just got about dragon riding. So as we see how things go, we might need to add some more things to the rules. So just be prepared. We're not kind of hoping not to, but it's all very fresh, and the things that we looked at on beta, some
have changed, some have not exactly working the same way.
Yeah,
but please, we beg you, ask before you do it if it wasn't listed in the rules and you're not sure.
Yep.
It will save you a potential flag.
Exactly. So, we may need to add to it as things progress, but we will see how it goes. At the moment, that seems to be where we're at, so fingers crossed. Good luck, challenges. That's the main thing. All right, Fair says not even safe to go there and fish. Yeah, probably not a good idea, because
I mean there might be a couple secluded spots. I have seen some areas where there aren't any mobs at, which feels kind of creepy, but there might be a spot or two, but you definitely have to get there.
You'd have to time it
came a little out of the
really really well because of the prox kills. And then you'll need to get to the point where you want to be able to get your professions. So
it's
got our
skills for everyone. It's like the Oprah show in there, and I'm just like, what is happening?
Zai says there will be no grandfathering once something is ruled as not allowed. Flags will stay. Absolutely. It's, and again, if you come across something and you're not sure, please reach out, because there are things that we're not even aware of yet due to just how the game is. So just tread carefully. If you are unsure about something, leave it, ask the question, come back to it, jump on another, make a new fresh new challenge soon, like whatever it is. Give yourself the best opportunity to be able to take your toon successfully to max level. But for those that are all gung-ho in going forth, good luck.
You're gonna need it.
Yeah, it's messy out there.
It is. The first few weeks of an expack usually are, as people are finding their footing. I will say there's a lot more people already jumping in than I expected. Because normally I like to get to 70 on or whatever the new max is on a main first to try to figure things out, but
some people are just like, nope, going.
Yeah,
and I'm
they're going face first.
Oh, okay, good luck, and we'll find out how they've gone shortly. All right. Other than that, anything you want to add to about your week in WoW?
Well, I'm limited on game time, although I did manage to snag another token last night because I finally got enough money and the token dropped enough. So I'm like, cool. I've got
what are they down to?
To work with. When I got it, it was 171, and I didn't want to risk waiting.
Okay, 171.
Because it had been fluctuating a little bit over the past couple of hours. And then later that night before, or this morning before I went to bed, it had dropped to 164. And I was like, really? So that's 1,000. So so I was like, dang. But I'm back up to 40,000. So I'm like, maybe if I do a little more farming, I can get another one to give me a little bit more room.
Yeah.
But I was using my hunter as my guinea pig. So because I had to take some bloodthirsties out there because we were testing the boat thing. And I was like, well, you're here. And I spent about 45 minutes reading through her talents. And I didn't like 2/3 of them. They were just all, hey, look at me. I'm going to heal you or damage you. And I'm like, no. So I had to leave some things off of my bar
that I had to
put a talent in.
That might be a really good thing for the forums, actually. Yeah. I'm not sure. I know we've got some threads for Dragonflight over there, but you know, a thread for like talents, like what talents that you're using for your challenge tune, because you've got to, might also be something. No, go away. What's this? No, delete. That's spam. Hang on, sorry. Delete message. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah, I didn't see it at first. I just thought, I was like reading. I'm like, what is this? I'm like, oh no.
That's okay. I've just deleted and banned them. Because it's spam crap.
Like, there's so many priest talents that are heal ally in X number of and yardage
that
or
might be
damage
a good one.
Enemy.
So,
and I'm like,
you guys might be able to tell me, have we got an actual thread, forum thread over there for Dragonflight talents so people can put down, hey, look, I'm trying this. It might be something that's very useful for others because, you know, there's just, we're dealing with so much with challenge tunes that, can we, one of you guys please pop over and start a thread up on that. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Appreciate that. But
I'll see if I can get my forum stuff sorted and post what I'm using. But there was just so many, and I was just like ripping my hair out. Because I actually had to read every single thing, and I had to,
there's
sacrifice something that I wasn't going to use because it did X, Y, and Z to get to something I did want further down. So it was kind of like devil's advocate of, who's the lesser of evils here?
Are we dealing with the talent tree for your class, we're dealing with another one for spec. So there's a lot. I don't know if it's something that we need to worry about, but probably making sure that people can post screenshots of their talents might also help. That would be good. But it might be something very helpful for everyone coming through to see, oh, okay, such and such use that, and that was, they found that was very helpful. So so see how it goes. But thanks guys, if you can sort that and let us know, that would be awesome. Anything else?
Well, by the time I got all that sorted, then I'm like taking my hunter out and I'm using my hunter as my guinea pig. I'm like, because I was trying to find a path because I don't know what the hell I'm going. I didn't test a path in beta. I was just trying to get shit done. So I'm like trying to figure out where to go. And I knew there was one mob from beta that I could kill on a priest. So I'm like, let's go see what happens. So I found a grouping of those. And then there was two laying next to each other. Now, they're neutral mobs. Okay. So you really don't know what they're going to do when you pull a neutral mob. And because they were both laying, sleeping together, I'm like, what? So I quick grabbed my hunter. I'm like, hunter, pull one of them. They both did not come. Only one came. So I'm like, great, that's what I needed to know. And so I've just been kind of using them as a what's gonna happen if, and I finally worked out a path that's working for for her. I did get some playtime. I don't know how, but I'm about 64% of the way through level 60 on Soul Snuffer. Okay. And most of that was unrested. I'm not crazy about the XP levels or XP amounts that we're getting, but
yeah,
it is what it is. And I'm just like, I definitely want to be rested here because unrested is slow. Yeah. But you know, I'm trying to figure it out. It's the only one I've really touched out of anybody. It's the only one I've had time to.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, and I've seen some things, and there's one mob that keeps making me nervous. Guys, also, when you go to pull a mob, not all health pools are created equal. Check that mob's health before you actually pull it, even if it's the same level, because there's this one wind serpent that keeps flying around where I'm grinding, and I'm terribly petrified he's just gonna decide to just come down and nail me because he's yeah. red. He hasn't yet, but his health pool is like 53,000 or something compared nice. To the 23,000 that I'm killing.
Fantastic.
So I'm like, oh god.
Yeah.
He's not an elite.
I that is a really, really good point. Because it certainly seems to be that way right across the board.
Yeah. I've noticed that with my challenger.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's going to be rough. The other thing, and I just want, look, all I'll say, my week has been me leveling my main, testing things on her just to see how things are looking, playing around with, there's so much. It's crazy. And just having the time to look at everything is a lot. I'm loving it. I am really loving it. I'm also absolutely petrified for taking a challenge tune out there. So looks like I'm going to be back to archaeology when I bring my passy.
I would recommend the what was it, the 110 to 120 route for pacifists on this expansion, where you're just doing arc for 10 levels. That's probably going to be the safest route if you're going to play conservatively.
Yeah.
Just because of the amount of prox kills that are happening. And the holiday route as well.
Cook fish in the city, yeah. The other thing that I would like to just stress for those of you that don't play a warlock, the talents, be very, very, very careful with what talents that you choose on your challenger if they're a warlock, because there are quite a few that will give you that you throw out your immolate, you throw out whatever spell you're doing, and then it will decide that mob that's over there deserves to also be part of what you're killing. You're nowhere near it. So it throws out mental blank. It throws out havoc, or it throws out immolate. And all of a sudden, the four mobs that I was killing, because I'm not on a challenge tune, I'm on my main, has decided to spread that out and bring in some other mobs because of the talents that I've got, that then say, I'm going to throw that out to whatever is nearby and also bring those in. So warlock wise, I've not tested other things. Fair saying that's true for other classes too. Druids, mage, rogue.
Too, like I couldn't take Purge the Wicked because when you use careful. Penance, it moves Pain of Death or the Purge the Wicked, which is what Powered Pain or Shadow Word Pain becomes to another mob. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. Zaya says the default talents for Hunter give some AoE to your pets. Yeah. So again, read through the talents
carefully.
Very carefully. It's
really hard to prune out the AoE. Let's be friends, because it's almost every talent towards like the middle of the tree, and I'm just like, why?
And we can't stress it enough. We want you guys to get to max. That's the goal, is, you know, we're all for that, but to do it carefully when we've had so many changes, particular this expansion, as well as obviously from previous expansion, we're dealing with a lot of stuff as a challenge soon. So just, you know, tread very, very carefully. For sure. Fair says, yeah, I had to avoid stomp on the hunter. Okay, yeah. So, again, be careful. Be very careful. All right. Let's go on to, where's my bumper? Okay, let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
All right, so we have got Dark Moon Fair is back tonight, today, whatever you want to say. It'll be there for me
this weekend
later. Very exciting. So certainly if you're taking a new challenge soon, you know, I don't know if it's going to default to giving points for, hey Cozy, I felt a cat somewhere. Anyway, I don't know if it's going to default to your
Dragonflight points or Old World.
Because I've not, I don't know. We'll have to see, guys. Let us know how you go with Dark Moon Fair, what it gives you. I'm curious. I'll look at that later this afternoon, tonight. Myself, but always, you know, always a good thing to be able to take your challenge tunes to, if you're able to, obviously not for the bloods, but for your other ones. So we'll check it out and we'll hopefully have some more information on that next week or later.
There, that's your homework for next week.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So we'll see how that goes. The other thing is to remember that we have got the last show of the year is next week. So get your death list in by the 8th of December, please. That way I can collate. I know I've already received some from some of you. Good. So thank you. I will be sorting out show notes and sharing that with you ladies that will be with me next week.
December 8th is the deadline. So you can't email it. They can take one of them off the Discord, please.
Yes. So, so we'll be taking, after next week, we'll be taking a 3 weeks. I think I said 3 weeks off.
About that.
So, yeah, we need to have
needed hibernation.
Exactly. So death list for next week. And also, if you've got some 2023 resolutions for your challenge soon, certainly feel free to send them in as well. You know, it's always nice to see what your goals are for 2023, which we can, you know, we can also talk about. All right, well, let's get on with the state of the challenges and see, because we're already, it's been much talking today. So if you can do the irons for me, please.
Sure. So we actually did have 10 irons on the list, which kind of surprised me this week. So number 10, we have Dank Iron at 55. Ninth, we have Zaya Sky at 60, but RIP. Eighth, we have Halio at 60. Seven, Dragonster at 60. Sixth, Zaya Rylan at 61. Fifth, Metal Norn, 62, but RIP. Fourth, Elfster at 62. Third, Catster at 62. Second, Zara Cole at 64. And Too Thirsty rounds out the Iron Man list at 65.
And again, you guys, wow. Like, I was not prepared for this list to start day, you know, for the first week after the expansion's gone live. So
Some brave challengers out there.
Very, very. So yeah. All right. For blood. So let's have a look. We have one blood, which would be too thirsty at
He was the last
65.
double listed challenger.
That's right. So he's yellow flagged for too many quests in bloods. So he still qualifies. He's okay for irons, but bloods, he is yellow flagged. Zai saying too thirsty is now 66.
He's going for it.
He's going
Stir,
for it.
Zaya.
Yeah. Exactly. All
He's gonna
right.
power through, man. He's hard to catch.
I'm guessing he's got his snacks and he's just doing the whole what is it? South
I
Park.
chased him last X-Pack for Bloodthirsty, and oh, I don't think he sleeps. So you've got some work cut out for you.
Exactly. So anyway, we will see how that goes. For pacifists, we have got three pacifists this week. We have got Nina at level 11. Two this week is pacifist Chal at level 24. And number one is Fair Sky at 61. Look at Fair. She's already started. That's very exciting. Tins this week, we've got two tins. Pure Tin hit 39 and Arundel hat hit 55. All right, greens, what have
All
we
right, so
got?
greens, we had eight greens this week. So this was interesting. So we've got eighth stumps at 13, seventh key aloe at 21, sixth Cadian, I think, 21, but RIP. Fifth this week was Nightshade, 24, but RIP. Fourth was Maidenless at 37. Second was Niazu at 51. Second was Xayah Gallen at 61. And first was Rocknorn at 65, but RIP.
And another, like, again, you guys have been busy. I'm still amazed that you guys just
Like,
off
we
you
were
go.
thinking first max level wouldn't be till January. You might not even make it to before December before somebody or before Christmas before somebody dates here. I'm just like, wow.
The way things are going, yeah,
Next
it's
week,
crazy. Exactly.
Tuesday.
Very, very possibly. All right. So last off, we've got working men. We've got three this week. I have to laugh because this is, again, you guys are awesome. There's only three of you, and like
Well, two.
technically, there's two people because, well, let's just go through it. At number three, we've got Fair Stealth at 44, so Fair's there. Number two is Xia Wei Gia. Didn't I get Xia Wei Gia? I think I said that right. I hope so.
I'm not 100% sure how
At
you pronounce it.
61, so Fair and Xia, which means that a number one is Fair Lin at 61. So Fair's been busy on two working men, and Xia's got one. So that's awesome. We just
I don't
love
know where you
that.
all are getting this time to work on your mains and get these challengers leveled up. Like, I blinked and it was Friday.
Crazy. Oh, this is a Tauren, her new Tauren rogue. Nice. Hold on. That's awesome. Well done. All right. So commiserations to those that we lost this week. There was a few. It's been a rough week, obviously, with start of the expansion. You know, it's things can be definitely a bit rough for the first bit. I'm not even gonna say the first week or two because it who knows. But well done to everyone leveling, and it'll be interesting to see how the week goes. All right, let's go with this one.
Oh, it's Chit Chat.
All right, let's start as we always like to start this segment. Let's start. Hit me with your joke. What have you got for me?
Okay, so why do cows wear bells?
I don't know.
Their horns don't work.
I haven't heard that one in ages. That's good. That's good. I found one and I was like, I have to do this one because not only have we got, as you can see, I've put a couple of Christmassy things around because next week will also be the Christmas show, which is very exciting. But I had to see if I could find a Christmas dragon joke. Do you think I could find one? Yes, I did. So here we go. What is the difference between Santa Claus and a dragon?
What?
One slays the dragon, the other drags the sleigh. I was like, yeah.
I had not heard that.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. So I was like, yes, thank you. Thank you for having dragons and Santa Claus in the same joke. Love it. Anyway, so don't forget, if you've got any Christmas dragon jokes that you find, send them in for next week as well.
Clean dragon Christmas jokes.
Well, yeah,
within reason,
absolutely. There's certainly
not too much.
It will be up to, like, if it's a little bit risque and you think and you send it through, if I don't like it, I'm not gonna put it in. But, you know, you never know. I did not find a lot for Christmas and dragon jokes. So good luck. If you've got a good Christmas one or a good dragon one, send them in too. Because it is, you know, dragons. We are all about the dragons this expansion. Because it's dragons. All right. Okay. Do you want to take the one from Norn?
Yeah, sure.
Please.
So, Norn in Discord came to everyone with a word of warning. So, if you are doing a challenge in the new X-Pack, the Azure Archives Teleporter, now this sounds like it might be an Azure span, I'm not 100% sure. The teleporter can bug and just drop you and you'll die.
I'm just trying to think where that is. I don't know
where it is.
I'm not really sure myself because there is many things. I don't know. I know there was some teleporty stuff when I got to the, was it the last zone? No. I know there are some stuff around, so just be very, very careful. One of the new zones. Yeah, I don't know which one. Don't know if it's Azure Span or if it's the, what's
like,
the name of the
like
end
it
one?
It would be, but it might not be, so.
So, anyway.
Come across something with that name. Don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. That might be the easiest way. Or again, if you come across anything that you think's, you know, tricky, post it through on Discord. That's probably the best way to do it. Or if you find something, you know, send it through, let us know. There is so much that we're dealing with the new expansion, so there's lots of things, but still very exciting. It's nice to have, and the zones are beautiful.
They are. Now, the art is very well done.
It is. And as you can see, the backgrounds that I've had for the whole stream, they've all come out from the new zones, various ones, some of the colors. And I'm always looking for, like, good shots because, as you know, I'm a sucker for a good screenshot. So yeah, there's always just looking around and looking at various things. So again, thank you, Nisi, for that. I think, Zaya, did I see that you've sent me some? I think I saw I got an email that he sent some. So excellent. Always happy to have more screenshots just to pop in the back, which is very exciting. All right. Well, I think we've covered everything for the moment. So I think we about half a dozen. Thank you. Always happy to add to them, which is great. Can't wait to have a look. All right. I think we've got. What have we got? I think I've covered everything. I'm just going back through chat. Just bear with me a sec. Zai says, reminds me that I have to send a new tune to the death list. Okay. Because I have got his. So that's on that. Fair's given me hers. So certainly, yeah, if you want to send it through, reminder, please send it through to podcast@wildchallenges.com. Give it to us through Discord, message the mods, give it to us through Facebook, like Twitter, if you need. But the best would be if you can email me, that would definitely be the best. It's just easier sometimes to collate it from there. But whichever
Yeah.
way that you can do it would be great. And just a reminder, December 8th, please have them in by. It just gives me time. I go back to work tomorrow, so work is gonna be crazy. So it just gives me time to make sure everything's in ready for the show. All right. Well, on that note, let's do the thank yous. If you want to take that, let me put my little cute little heart up. There we go. All right.
All right, so we would like to thank our Iron Elite supporters. For more information on how you can become an Iron Elite, please check out the supporters page on our website at wildchallenges.com. So we would like to thank Aliandris, Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Lita, Mac, Mr. Bright, 01, Mrs. Rock, Guru, Me, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, AKA Tiber, Winema, and Zaya.
Absolutely. Thank you guys. We do appreciate that greatly. So thank you very much for that. To the wonderful mods that help and make my life so much easier, thank you for all that you do. Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris Nisi, Zaya, Stir, you guys rock. Thank you for that. To everyone in the chat room, thanks for hanging out. I know it's been a little bit of a longer show than normal, but it's been a lot that we've had to talk about. So thank you, Fair, Zaya, Nisi, Stir. Who else is here? Dave, Tiber, Rudd, Mrs. Rock Guru. I'm not sure of the other people, whether they're bots. Drabsnat? I don't know.
Don't know.
Don't know.
I've seen
Atten?
that one floating around.
And Alice something. I don't know if that's. Anyway, thank you guys. Thank you for hanging out. Do appreciate that. Mental blank. I just completely.
Thank you
It
to the
went.
Code Wardens for
Thank you.
fixing dragonflight issues. You guys are awesome. We
Thank you.
love you. Big hugs to you guys. And that
And
would
I'm.
be Zaya, Nap, and Rudd.
Yes, thank you. And I'm sure there will be more things that we will be throwing at you very soon. So thank you. We do appreciate that. All right. So I will be back next week, which will be the last show of the year. Very exciting to have a little bit of a break. So that will be Saturday, December 10th, 7 p.m. Eastern. I will be having Fair, Chris Nisi. They will be joining me for the Death List show. So, thank you, Nisi, for hanging out with me today. Can you please tell everyone where they can find you, get in touch with you, please?
Sure. So you can find me in the Wild Challenges Discord. It's Nisi, parenthesis, knee as in your leg joint, C as in I see you, parenthesis, hashtag 4863. You can email me at nisibgn@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram, Twitch, YouTube, and Ko-fi is NisiBGN, and I am still on Twitter at NisiBGN. Nice. Oh yeah, one last thing. Guys, be careful when you're in Stormwind. The sewer beast is scaling now. Sir, sell him at level 62.
Fantastic. Oh, that's very exciting. I'm sure Chris will be absolutely stoked to hear that. Yay. Not. But yeah, definitely watch beware. Thank you. Thank you for reminding us about that fair. And yeah, so sewer beast will definitely be scaling. It attacked me while I was hovering on a mount turning in fishing quest. So you... Wow. I didn't think that was possible. Okay.
That aggro box has certainly gotten bigger on him.
Because I thought when you were flying, I stayed in flight. I thought when you were in flight that... Okay. Alright. Well, that just
at
completely...
At least it didn't dismount you.
Yeah. Just close enough to turn in. Stayed in flight. Hmm. Well, that just completely... But yeah, took third of her health. Right. So, sewer beast, very, very real. In Stormwind, please again, be very careful with your challenge tunes. And definitely do not leave your tune anywhere near the sewers and walk away. If you're walking away from your challenge tune, whether that is just to walk away for 5 seconds, log out please.
Anyway, AFK death is one death that can be avoided.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Always log out before going AFK. Absolutely, Zaya. Absolutely. All right. Don't forget where you can find us. Website is wildchallenges.com. You will find all of the links to the socials are over there, as well as if you want to listen to the podcast, please check out places like Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And once again, don't forget you can send an email through to podcast@wildchallenges.com. Death list in by December 8. Please, jokes, tips, tricks, questions.
New Year's resolutions.
Any of those. New Year's. Any of those. Absolutely. All right. If you want to find me, the easiest thing to do is go to Linktree and look at Lita WoW. That gives you all of the socials for me. If you want to find where I am, which is technically right here. Anyway, a big thank you to, I forgot, Nisi, but we're going to do it this
week. Yeah, we were supposed to swap this.
I forgot, but I'm like, you know what, we're going to do this. So a big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 for the awesome intro. We absolutely love it, and it makes me smile every single time I listen to it. You can find him on Discord, Mr. Bright 01, all of that. So please check him out. He also does amazing graphic work for us. Spreadshirt has got so many designs Russ has done for us. So he's super talented. So thank you to Mr. Bright 01 for all that he does. Thank you very much.
And we'd also like to extend a very big thank you to Execute, Lita's number two. Well, I guess Lita's number one right hand man, whatever you want to call it. For helping with the outro that we love, and you can find him on Discord as well as Execute.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us, giving of some time to be here. We do appreciate that very much. Please have a wonderful week, Nisi. Thank you for today. Thank you for all the things. Do appreciate that. The main thing is, please everyone stay safe both in and out of game. We will be back next week, last show of the year. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Where the hell has this year gone? It's just crazy.
I don't know, but I'm like, I'm never getting my stuff done on time at this rate.
Completely understand. Anyway, guys, have a good week. We will see you next week. All right.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.